being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's L-O-B-D-E-L-L Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to the Divine Word of God, brought to you by Reverend Eugene Stevenson, host pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church of Alexandria and New Beulah Baptist Church of Boyce, Louisiana. Now let's go into a service already in progress.
Saul said unto him, today, go, the Lord be with thee. Drop down to one more verse, 43. 42. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him. That means he cussed him out.
Cussed him out.
Good God. But he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. The Philistine said unto David, am I thou? That thou comest to me with staves, and the Philistine cursed David by his God. Oh, God. That's enough. I'm sitting down. Speak to your giant. We all have giants in our lives. We all, I said again, have giants.
Oh, yeah.
In our lives, every now and then. Sugar diabetes.
Oh, high blood pressure.
Cancer.
Arthritis, all this stuff.
Speak to your giant. I don't know what you're going through this morning, but we all facing something. You might have a family member that's going through something. I don't know who I'm talking to. I might be talking to myself, but I know one thing, that there's a God
somewhere
that sits high.
Look low.
I know him because he first saw me. Mm-hmm. The old folks say, precious Lord,
take my hand, lead me on.
Take my hand.
Lead me on.
Lest I stand. Y'all know that song?
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Somebody talk back to me. But I'm just trying to tell somebody this morning to be encouraged, because whatever you're going through, God is with you.
Yes, he is.
Let me give you a scripture on that. Psalms 34 say, not 34, I'm going to go to something else. Psalms 23 say, the Lord is
my shepherd.
My
shepherd. My shepherd.
And I
won't
shall not want. And then you do is drop down to verse 4 and say, yea, though I walk.
The valley of shadow of death.
Every day we walk.
It's shadow.
In our neighborhood.
That's right. That's right.
We see guns.
That's all right.
We see drugs.
Hello.
Am I talking to somebody? Amen. Some neighborhoods, I told them, I don't go in when I get that uniform on because they'll shoot the police.
Yeah, they will. They will. They will.
I know that I've got good sense. But I know that if God is with me,
you don't have to worry.
I go anyway.
Right. Life.
Don't need no bodyguards and all that kind of stuff. Because his presence.
That's right. That's right.
I'm trying to help somebody. Now his presence.
That's right.
Will be enough for me.
That's right.
And I don't know about you, but I've learned and discovered that whatever you're going to speak to your child this morning and say, in the name of Jesus, move out my way. It may not come when you want. It may not come when you think. But it's going to come sooner or later.
Right on time.
Yes.
Am I talking to somebody?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I am. Because God is talking.
Yes.
This passage of scripture here, Saul, let me tell you something. When you caught up in sin, you can perform good duties for God. Sin is a terrible disease.
Separated from God. Separated from God. He hates sin.
The Bible says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
But it also says in Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death.
Give it to God. Eternal life.
But the gift of God
is eternal life.
In this text here, you will see where 40 days this old Philistine giant had been afflicting the children of Israel. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy 7:7, he said, I didn't choose you because y'all were a mighty people. I choose you because y'all were few and because I love thee. He loved you this morning.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Amen.
We own it, man.
Amen.
I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know that one thing, God loves you.
Yeah.
Because the Bible says, for God so loved the world, he gave his only
begotten son. Only begotten son.
Begotten son. And so now, let's back this train up a little bit.
Yeah.
In the 16th chapter, let's go to the 14th chapter. 13th chapter, 14th verse. He told Sammy, he said, I got a God, a child, after my own heart.
My own heart.
13 chapter 14 verse. Go ahead, send the right feet to me.
Look.
Look at him. Look at him. 13 chapter 14 verse. What's that? So in the 16th chapter, when Saul refused to do what God said in the 15th chapter, I'm just doing you the homework here, bringing up to what's going on. The Bible says, Saul spared Agag, the king, and all his. And now God had told him to kill everything. But because he disobeyed God, let me tell you something. When you're in God's presence, you got to do what God said. That's all. No matter who tells you what, you got to do what God said.
That's right. That's right,
amen. Let me shut the jive and all that stuff. Because God is something. Ain't nobody to play with now. He know your upsets and your downfall. He know the hair on your head. But in the 16th chapter, the Bible said, God spoke to Samuel and said, how long will you moan for this bastard? He said, like, I'm just eating that. And the Bible said, Samuel loved his son, but Saul didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and that's just like us. We get so caught up in things of our own and sickness and diseases come upon us unaware because we ain't done what God said to do. I'm trying to talk to somebody.
You
better listen.
You're right, man. Amen.
I did my colon cancer the other day. Came back in.
There you go.
You know why? Because I'm trying.
Yeah, you do the right thing.
You do the right thing.
That's it.
I'm trying to treat people right.
There you go.
I'm trying to do what Pastor Adulis is about to do. Let me tell you something. I'm a pastor, but I know what pastor duties is. It's for the watch for the souls of all the members of New Jerusalem. I ain't hurt nobody.
Tell him.
I ain't calling nobody on the phone. Somebody got to tell me, borrow $10, $20. I'm trying to look for the soul and to pray what God said do. I choose pastors after my own heart. No. I know what it said.
It's in the Word.
But God had a man. And the Bible say in the 16th chapter, Samuel went down and sit on a secret guest. And the Bible say that Eliab passed by. God said, And all of them passed by, to make a long story short. And Samuel said, wait a minute. You told me to go down here. See, God, one thing about God, in the Numbers 23rd chapter, the 19th verse, he's not a man that he shall lie. Numbers 23, 19. God is a man that not shall lie. God is a man that he repent of lying. What did he say? And he's going to do what he said. I'm trying to help somebody because the word is what's going to save them. The word is what's going to take us from time to time. The word of God. Matthew 24:36, 24:35. The word of God shall stand forever. And the Bible says, I got one more, Jesse said. He out there in the fields. The Bible says, When David came, the Lord spoke to the prophet and said, anoint him. That's the boy that I want to be king of my people. David, he was a little rooted to boy. He come from a poor family. Like me, I come from a poor family. You know, we didn't have much, but we did have some kush kush. Y'all know about kush kush?
Kush kush. Good, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, have mercy.
Rice and gravy. The corn, the ground meat up in, y'all know about that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But we made it.
Yeah, we had a lot of love, though, really. A lot of love, though.
Mr. Damon Ego, Grab a Fit, and Killer Hall. Everybody on the block.
Everybody get something.
You got something. Yeah. Not on beef, I say hall. Pork chops. Pig feet.
Chitlins.
There you go.
All
that kind of stuff. You know why? Because we had not only love, but we were together, like we was talking about this morning. We had unity.
Unity, pal.
And when we go to teach you and why, Mr. Jamie Lee and them, they'll say, Mom, we don't watch your house for you. They watch out for one of another.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right.
That's right. That's right.
Remember when you can
it's
have
the word now.
When you can have the windows open.
I mean, trying to encourage somebody. It's the word. So, back to the text. This Philistine giant weighs so much, and you know, it talks about how much he weighs and all this kind of stuff. And Saul was looking at him like, what you talking about going fighting this man here? But let me tell you something. Don't despise small beginnings.
All right.
Right. I heard Diane was saying about ain't but one church, and that's Jesus Christ Church. Because right. He said in 16th chapter of the book of Matthew and 18th verse, he said, up on this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell, So I'm trying to help somebody let you know it ain't but one church. Whether it's two members or 20 members or 300. Let me tell you something. I'm out of a big church. And a lot of what number of devils up in there anyway. That's all up in there. What about a few of us doing stuff? Don't get caught. We get caught up in number. I used to be like that. I'm not worried about the number because let me tell you something. God began to weed out when he sent out them spies. Do y'all remember that? And it was 12 spies, but two of them had an issue and said, we go conquer the land. The other 10 came back alive.
God said, we'll kill y'all. 13 chapter number. Go read. It's in your Bible. They come out. We look like grasshoppers. We can't come. I'm trying to help somebody let you know, whatever you're going through, don't be surprised. Don't worry about it, because no problem bigger than God. God is a big God. God is. God is. My
everything.
I live for him now. Oh, yeah. I told my wife, you looking at a new Jerusalem, you looking at a new Eugene now. I done got a remake over now.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You done took this old carburetor and put another spark plug in it, put some more wires in it, and put some more gas, regular gas in it, and now it's running smooth now. It ain't
tuck.
It ain't coming.
Hey. That's all right, pal.
It say now, look what it said. In 32, and David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Thou servant will go and fight with this Philistine. We all got some giants in our life.
All right.
If we ain't got none, maybe our children got some giants. Or maybe our grandchildren got some giants. They're making bad grades at school. They don't do it. You talking to somebody?
Oh, Lord.
Them giants. You didn't raise them like that. But because they mingle with the wrong crowd, they like it. That's how the devil works. If he can't get to you, he'll get to somebody close to you. Am I talking to somebody up in here? But I know that I serve a God of the universe.
Oh yeah.
And I know that this God I serve is able to take the heat out the fire.
All right.
Remember that?
Oh yeah.
The king said, didn't we cast fear in there? Yeah. Well, I see another one in there. Mm-hmm. Look like the Son of God, Brother Phil. How about David now? David said, when you come to God, you got to know how to come to God.
That's right.
You got to come to God like in Psalm 51 and 10, created me a clean.
You're right here within me.
Yeah.
You're right here within me.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Listen to my God a little bit. Psalm 51 and 10, created me a clean heart, oh God. And renew within me a right spirit. See, when you come to God, you can't come to God cocky and boisterous. You got to come to God humble, especially if you're in need. And there are a lot of sick folks, and I know I need them. When I went praying for Miss Mary, I ain't gonna share the fruit, but I didn't get none of it because Jesus said, in the 16th chapter of Mark and in the 18th verse, he said, we should drink deadly poison. I know she had no flu, but I went praying for her. I go pray for people. I ain't worrying people. I go pray for them because I know that's my job.
That's
a pastor. Jesus said this way in the 15th chapter of Luke. Write it down. Go read it for yourself. And you got the fourth word. He said, if you have 100 sheep, and if you lose one of them, you got you go out to that one sheep and find that one. And when you find it, you rejoice it. Or even if you go to 58, he said, either one woman having 10 pieces of silver.
Yeah.
And she lose one piece.
Yeah.
And now she sweep the house, get it again.
Tell it, pal. Tell it, pal.
Walk it by. Ain't God good?
All the time.
Ain't God good?
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I know whatever you're going through, I'm going to speak to my giant. Say, I'm going to speak to my giant. Because I know I'm going to have some favor at the end of my journey. Sometimes you get caught up and think that we're doing everything. You ain't doing nothing, but God is the one reading that.
God doing it.
Huh? I don't know about you, but when you go to the doctor, pray before you go to the doctor.
Yeah.
Have prayer in your garment.
That's right.
Because that's what the Bible says, continue prayer
right.
A fairly much.
Yeah.
In other words, you got to say, Lord, I'm going to this doctor, and I know that the report that they gave me is a bad report. But I ask that you would turn it into bad to good. Lord, I know that you do. In the name of Jesus.
Right,
yeah, yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
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 You say, and Saul, look at having a conversation. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against the Philistine to fight with.
Yeah, yeah.
For thou art nothing but a child. No, you mean you ain't nothing but a child.
Well,
you can't do this. Mm-hmm. But David, I know when I walk, and I be passing the park sometimes with more line, they be shaking the ground, they be looking at me, ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah. I said, oh Lord, don't let them come out here. Because I can't, don't let them come out here. But I always think about David.
Yeah.
This is the boy. He said, what did he say? Wait. He said, go down. He said, and David said to Saul, thou servant kept his father's sheep.
Mm-hmm.
And there came a lion and a bear and took a lamb out of the flock. Now watch it. They wasn't running behind him. Look what he doing. He running behind them.
Amen.
Hey, that's something. What do you say? And I went out after him.
Amen.
Ain't that something?
Yep. Oh, yeah.
That's a brave little boy.
Sure.
God know what he doing.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know about you, but God knows what I say. God knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
You got up trying to figure it out.
You already worked it out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Proverbs 16:25. They say, there is a way that's even right unto a man.
Yeah, yeah.
But the end of are the ways of death.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
I'm trying to help somebody that you know. Don't try to figure it out. Lord, give it to him. Say, Lord, I give it to you.
Right.
Mr. Means, tell the Lord, Lord, I give it to you.
Right.
You hear.
It, yeah.
My supreme ruler.
All right.
You hear?
Amen.
My rock in the very name.
Oh, yeah.
You hear?
My shelter
in the tower. You hear?
Yes,
God of God.
Yeah, yeah.
Lord of God. When he told Moses, he said, go down there and tell Pharaoh,
let my people go.
Let my people go. Now watch what happened. God didn't tell him that I'm God.
Yeah.
He didn't tell him I'm the Father. Mm-hmm. He said, I am.
I am that I am. I am,
pal.
I am.
Why look like going to tell the DA, I am that I am?
He wouldn't understand.
That's something. I am that I am.
Oh,
Lord.
Huh?
Right.
And then he say, I'm just getting on that. I don't know why, but I'm getting on that. And then look what God said. God said, I come out of eternity.
The time.
Exodus 3:9, Exodus 3:8. He said, I come out of eternity.
The time.
Down to time. Because I heard the cry of my people.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know about you, but sometimes you have to lay awake there.
Cry sometimes.
I can say that sometimes. I lay awake there at night.
It's all right, though. It's all right. Cry sometimes.
I can't sing like y'all.
Oh, Lord.
I said, baby,
you got me. I'm good. Here you are.
But you say, I lay awake there at night.
That's all right.
But that's all right. I know Jesus will.
After a while.
May not fix it today or tomorrow.
After a while.
May not fix it next week.
Yeah.
But sooner or later.
If
I keep walking
right.
Be steadfast.
Yeah, he's going to fix it.
I'm moving.
Always about.
Always about.
That's
what you read. 1 Corinthians 15, 15. Always about.
Yeah.
In the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
For as much as you know,
It's not in vain.
Well, 1 Timothy 1:7 says, God did not give us a spirit of fear, but a power.
My Lord.
Power.
You got to come to the throne with boldness.
Yeah, yeah.
When you think you got something bad in your body, like cancer, or when you think you got some blockage, or whatever you got, or whatever, you got to come bold and say, Lord, I depend on you.
Yeah.
You is the one, my doctor. You is my nurse. You is my all. I'm depending on you. Look what he said. 37. make. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered, somebody need deliverance this morning. And I ain't picking on nobody, but they got a bad disease called cigarettes. I'm just talking what the Spirit said. I don't care what you say, I'm talking about what the Spirit said to me. God said, I deliver it from you.
Yeah.
If you got whatever it is, you know, I'm just using it as an example. God said, I will deliver you from that.
My Lord.
Let thou will be done.
Right.
Oh, Lord.
I'm talking from the Holy Ghost. So I'm reading on the Holy Ghost now.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost is telling somebody to tell you, God can deliver you from that.
Yeah.
God can. May not, but he can. It's up to you.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I ain't talking about this thing. I'm talking about whatever it is you're going through.
Yeah.
God is going to deliver.
Yeah.
That's what he just said right there.
Yeah.
David said, oh, the Lord will deliver. Let me tell you something. For 40 days, the Philistines have been afflicting the children of Israel. That's a long
time.
Morning, noon, and night. And the children were running off.
Yes.
Like a tail was tail cut. Y'all saw that in school when they put the chip on your shoulder.
Knock it out, yeah. Huh? Knock it out, yeah. Little,
fight a little.
You don't remember that? Yeah, no, yeah. Fight a little.
Talk about that in a minute.
Hey, you knock it out. You got to fight.
You knock that off.
Yeah, Lord, you got trouble, dude.
Boy, you got some trouble, man.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir. Dude.
But look.
Yes, sir.
You ain't had no gun.
No, not today.
Did you fight?
Yeah. We made up. We made up, man. When we were born, we made up.
That was in the old days.
The same day. You got nothing. Ain't nothing about tomorrow. Same day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Same day.
What was
it? First thing your mama said, go out there and play, boy. Go on.
What was
it? That's it. That's it.
David said, more than self. Up in 35. Now he come back in 37. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of thine hand on this Philistine.
Amen. Amen.
In other words, David said, I'm not afraid of him. Because God didn't give me the spirit of fear.
Yeah.
God said, speak the word, speak it with faithfulness.
Yeah.
That's what he told in Jeremiah 23.
Yeah.
He that have my word, let him speak it faithfully.
Yeah.
That's what in Jeremiah 23. No reason to think about being torn out.
Yeah.
I'm speaking faithfully. Because we got some sick folks here.
Yeah.
In this church.
Oh, yeah.
That need prayer.
Oh, yeah.
From a righteous man, because the Bible says in James 5:16, the faith with faith of prayer of a righteous man a better much.
Yes, absolutely.
You're right.
Prayer
that's
is right. What we need.
Oh yeah.
I believe myself.
I
that's why I went back there getting prayed for.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh dude.
I don't know what people say. I'm gonna do my duties. Because I know one thing, I got to stand in judgment.
Yeah, no.
And Eugene, he called me. I didn't ask for them. He called me. He said, many are called.
But few are chosen, man. Few are chosen.
But few are chosen.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And all he didn't call me, he ordained me.
That's right.
That was 30 years ago.
Right.
And I took the book and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I said, but I got it right now.
I know that's right.
I'm letting you know. Sister Stevens, I got it right now.
All
right. I'm trying to walk this thing. Not just talking. I'm trying to walk this thing. Man, I had a song say, practice.
What you preach?
What you preach?
You telling me, you telling me,
Telling me.
Yeah. Yeah, he over
there. I'm going to talk about your
car. He over
there. Because this wasn't what I wanted to preach.
Yeah,
oh, no. Uh-uh. But God, it's His word, not my word. And let me tell you something. When you do what God say, God open up some doors.
Ooh, if you want to close your faith, open them up.
The one that you think you couldn't, you know.
Open them up.
God open them up.
Yeah,
no. I'm a living witness.
Right.
I'm a living witness. I've had some challenges this week.
Yeah.
Went to the authority. old spam phone calls and all that kind of stuff. I went to the authorities. I was in a meeting the other night, and God wiped it out of my phone. What I'm trying to say,